It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Today we're going to be visiting about a prairie plant that is many things to many people and just could become a viable cash crop on the High Plains. We'll be taking a look at purple coneflower. I use the common name because a brief introduction needs to be given to the plant's botanical name. You see, I'm caught between a rock and a hard place on the proper pronunciation. My English pronouncing dictionary of plant names says echinacea, while my American herb book says echinacea. Any way you say it, the botanical name comes from the Greek echinos, meaning hedgehog, and that describes certain elements of coneflower to a T, as most species have rough, bristly, stiff hairs on the stems and leaves. The daisy-like flower heads appear on 2 to 3 foot stalks, are cone-shaped, and covered with center bristles and radiating tubular flowerets in shades of rose, pink, and purple, as well as white and yellow varieties. These strong and steadfast flowers are native to our area of the world, as they thrive on prairies from Canada to Texas. They grow in poor, rocky, and alkaline soils and tolerate drought, which makes them the perfect flower for the plains. They are usually propagated by seed, although root divisions can be successful if carefully handled. The plant is a perennial, spreading by root and also reseeding in the fall from those distinctive coneflowers. If you introduce them to your flower beds, they will do well with moderate cultivation and watering. They're happiest when divided every 5 years and replanted. Plants from seeds need 3 or 4 years growth before sizable roots can be harvested. And that's where a possible bright economic future for purple coneflower comes in. For over a century, the herb has been recognized as having many medicinal uses. It is a staple on the shelves of any natural health food store or alternative medicine practice, and its popularity as a booster of the human immune system is growing and moving into more regimens of traditional medicine. The two most common species of echinacea are purpurea and augustifolia, and both are widely used in herbal medicines. Interest is being shown in the commercial production of both these species to meet an increasing demand for echinacea powder and tinctures. Although some small organic farming operations scattered throughout the country currently exist for supplying echinacea, many of the roots that are sold for processing are being harvested illegally from our prairies, and the number of coneflowers in the wild is decreasing. If a marketing system can be developed, it will not only provide additional income avenues for farmers, but will help protect the plants in their native settings. The idea of planting large areas to purple coneflowers is also attractive to me from a purely aesthetic standpoint. Placed in cultivation besides fields of green corn, golden wheat stubble, red milo, and yellow sunflowers, our autumn vistas could be truly breathtaking. Next week, we'll visit about the medicinal properties of the flower and its long history as strong medicine for our Plains Indian tribes.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.